Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. South Carolina's reservoir of small business assistance resources has grown exponentially over the past 10 years. However, one such organization has been here for decades, and their services have grown as well. Martin Short is Economic Development and Public Affairs Specialist for the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Columbia. Today, he's in our studio. Martin, welcome.
Thanks a lot for having me, Mike.
So first of all, give us an overview of the South Carolina District.
Well, the South Carolina District is comprised of essentially the SBA, for sure, SCORE, Service Corps Retired Executives, SBDC, Small Business Development Center, and the WBC, Women's Business Center. We help entrepreneurs get their businesses started, existing business owners get going. Last year, we served over 12,000 entrepreneurs. And that's done through workshops, one-on-one counseling sessions, webinars. The most important fact, I guess, is that we created almost 300 jobs in South Carolina last year.
Talk a little bit more about the technical and counseling assistance that you provide, and most of that is free, right?
Most of that is free. The one-on-one sessions are free. There may be a fee from time to time for a workshop. We have an online learning center. You can go in and you can take as many courses as you need. You can just drill down to take particular courses such as marketing, financing, starting a business, writing a business plan. There are well over 60 courses there. Also, the technical side of things, the SBDC and SCORE provide that technical assistance, that one-on-one counseling. When we talk about business plan development, we're talking about setting up your financing platform. We're talking about developing a marketing plan.
Well, go into a little more detail on the difference between SCORE and the SBDC. I know SCORE is comprised solely of volunteers.
Yes, SCORE, Service Corps Retired Executives. A lot of them are former presidents and CEOs of businesses. They're volunteers. So you oftentimes may have to look at scheduling, things of that nature. But they essentially provide the same service as the SBDC. The SBDC, Small Business Development Center. SCORE, I would say maybe the primary difference is they may work with existing business owners as opposed to startups. SBDC works more so with startups and existing business owners, and so does the WBC.
The Women's Business Center.
Yes, yes. They're headquartered down in Charleston, and they have an office here in Columbia, and they're looking at opening an office in Greenville. They deal with the unique challenges that women may face starting a business or running a business. So they do essentially the same thing with some added benefits that are related to women.
And I know that in today's global economy, importing and exporting are very important to a business's growth. And I know that you also have services in those areas.
Absolutely. SBDC does a great job in managing and training and providing services to businesses that have a desire to get into the export business or existing businesses that currently export. We provide a lot of training and workshops on exporting. So those resources are there. They're there online. The workshops that are done by WBC are geared just for exporting and also SCORE. And one of the unique things about SCORE is that you can find a subject matter expert for pretty much anything that they do. You have somebody who worked in retail, somebody who's worked in the food service industry. I just wanted to go back and mention that because that's one of the great benefits that SCORE has to offer.
Let's go back to the 300 jobs that have been created through the services that the SBA has been providing across South Carolina over the past year. Any success stories there that you could share with us that you know of that maybe our listeners could relate to that were able to add a significant amount of new jobs?
We're currently taking applications for our National Small Business Week. Well, actually, it closed yesterday. Those businesses that are going to be selected as the winners, they're success stories. Now, a specific success story is Gabby Bowes. I think she's about 9 or 10 years old. She's been very successful. She and her mom have been very successful in starting their small business right there out of their home. We have a gentleman by the name of Wayne Sharp, Sharp Consulting. He's a government contractor. At one time, he had maybe as many as maybe 20 or more employees. That's certainly a success story. So I would say that overall, if someone starts a business, they've given themselves a job. Hopefully they'll be successful enough that they can provide other jobs and opportunities to South Carolina.
Well, Martin, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
Thanks a lot, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Martin Short is Economic Development and Public Affairs Specialist for the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Columbia. And we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.